Kerry Rowett, and this is the Align and Attract podcast, helping you to create your version of an aligned business. Let's dive into today's episode. Today on the podcast, I am introducing a series called Your Aligned Business, where I'll be interviewing inspiring women about their aligned businesses, and we'll be really uncovering the choices that they have made to create a business that is beautifully in alignment to them. And I'm going to be speaking to people who have got different size businesses, different structures. There's going to be, you know, so many different aspects to these businesses, but the thing that is in common with each of them is that this business is beautifully aligned to the business owner. And I know you're going to find these stories incredibly inspiring. The first one is with Kelly Mitchell. She is on a mission to empower women by helping them to enrich their lives through creativity and possibility. She believes that having an attitude of gratitude and an abundance mindset are essential ingredients, and that we can all design our lives and our businesses to feed our souls and our families. So she was able to transform her own life through aligning with her truth. And she talks about that today on the episode. And creating from that space, she has built a multi-six-figure business in the process, and she describes how she's on track towards $1 million business at this time. She believes that all women, regardless of their background, deserve to create their own freedom and success on their terms. She teaches women how to monetize their creativity and how to show up vibrantly in the online space. And so she, along with her team at Pink Lemonade Company, have now helped thousands of women. For more information about Kelly and Pink Lemonade Company, please go to pinklemonadecompany.com. As we get into the episode, you're going to find there are lots of different things that we mention. If we mention any links, you're going to find those in the show notes. You might like to have access to a journal and a pen so you can write some things down. As I say, towards the end of the podcast, I was kind of reaching around myself like, oh, I want to take notes on some of these things that Kelly is saying. It's so inspiring. One of my favorite bits is when she goes into really diving deep with discipline and consistency in terms of your mindset and alignment. You're going to love it. Take 30 minutes and dive on in. Kelly, it is so wonderful to have you here today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I love this, and I'm so happy that I was able to be here. So thank you so much for the invitation.
It's my pleasure. So I know that people are going to get so much out of listening to you today, and I want to dive straight into it. So I know that you got into business back in 2011. So could you just tell us a little bit about how you got into business and what your business looked like in those early days?
Yeah, sure. Definitely. I did start in 2011. Up until that point, I'd worked 12-hour shifts in the hospital. I was pregnant with my second child and decided that wasn't going to work anymore because I never saw my kids. And so I knew there had to be a better way. I had no idea what that looked like. And so I made the decision after my middle child was born, my daughter, to stay home. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to figure this online thing out, which it was a little bit, you know, it was kind of relatively new back then. This whole space, online space, is just so, you know, evolving and changing. And so I jumped in, and I honestly didn't, it was kind of a side gig for about 4 or 5 years. Like, it was kind of in the background. And so at that time I offered like website design and branding, and I really, really loved like the graphic design element of it. And so in 2015, I found myself, I had three kids at that point, three very small children, and my marriage was not working out, and it wasn't going to work out no matter what we did. So I found myself in 2015 with three babies, a load of bills, a business that was not providing much income just because I hadn't put much into it at that point. And I had to figure out how to get things done quick, because it's like he up and left me with everything. So I was strictly running like on adrenaline and desperation. And so I knew I had to make this thing work. And I wasn't even sure that was possible. I think it was around 2015, 2016 was when I was like, okay, I want this to work. By that point, I had kind of, you know, I was growing my email list. I was showing up online. I was doing all the practical things in business, but I was still staying stuck and I wasn't really sure why. And so I started looking into other ways to run my business. And it, you know, they say like when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So I first found myself in Denise Duffield Thomas's boot camp. And so that really started the wheels turning and started like, you know, there's a different way to do this. And from there, I found you. Ah. And so, yeah, that's how I heard her talking about you. And so like kinesiology sessions, that's not, it's so different. You know, in America, that's like a sports degree or something. So I had no idea what that was, but it caught something in me where I was like, I know I need to work on my mindset, you know, so I started looking at things like that. There has to be an easier way. I was struggling so much and I just couldn't do it anymore. I was so exhausted. And so, yeah, that's, you know, in 2000, I believe it was by this point, I'm a slow learner. So from 2015, 16, 17, I'm kind of working on my mindset and it's opening the doors of like, this is going to make things easier for me. And it really made me question, you know, the thoughts I had around myself and just the whole belief system. So 2018 was when you opened the doors to Align and Attract. So I was able to get in there. Completely shifted so much stuff for me.
What sorts of things were you finding were coming up for you, like as blocks or as mindset issues that you were becoming aware, you know, across these few years were really holding you back?
Yeah, definitely. I had, oh my goodness, I had so many blocks. Not only just from dealing with like getting out of my marriage, you know, and feeling like very low with that, but just, I think, you know, how we just have stuff from our childhood or just stuff that we pick up from society. And none of it was really working for me. So there were immense blocks there. It was really funny because every time we would do an alignment in a line of track, I drew the chakra card, or I'm sorry, the throat chakra card every single time. I was like, do I have a trick deck or what? But it made so much sense because it's like my voice, I didn't even know what to say. I couldn't find my truth. And it was just, you know, that was my main block, I think, was like, I might could do this online thing, but I have immense blocks and what I want to say and how to use my voice and finding my own truth and just believing that I could even do that.
It's very interesting, isn't it? So when you're talking about the chakra cards, they are the deck of cards that we work with in Align and Attract to find out what the specific blocks are. And like you've said, for some people, it ends up being a very strong theme. So for you, it was a theme around the throat and around communication and finding your truth and being able to express that. For you then, as you became clearer on that, clearer on your own truth and felt more able to communicate, is that when you started to find that you were seeing a shift in your business?
Definitely. Yeah. It allowed me to really look at things. I became very observant of my thoughts and my beliefs, and I started to question those, and I wasn't just accepting what I'd grown up with or what I picked up from society. It was just really, you know, expanding my mind and like, there could be a different way to do this. There could be a better way to do this, and I could be worthy to do this. And so those were three, you know, big shifts that I had that, wait, why can't I have this? Because these other people are finding success online. So why am I not good enough to have it? And so just really examining that, and that shifted me from a place of not feeling good enough to like, wait, I think I can do this. And not only do this, I can do this well.
Right. So it was like your identity started to shift with that.
Absolutely. Yes.
And your beliefs definitely around what was possible for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I definitely could see that there was more out there than I had allowed myself to have.
And so how did that then start to shift the actions that you were taking?
I think it was from two places. One, because I was desperate for change, desperate to get myself and my children. We had a house that was falling apart. There were so many things that I needed to have fixed. So that desperation, you know, really was a motivator. But then also just that, I think that just decision of like, I am going to do this and I'm going to heal the parts of me that need to be healed so I can do this well.
Yeah. So necessity, first of all, and then that really increased like motivation.
Yes, because I felt it. It's like I had that inkling, like, you know what, this could be really fun and interesting, and my life could look completely different. It was just those subtle little shifts, but they started to add it up to like big momentum.
And it sounds like you then started to kind of have fun with that idea that you could create something completely different. Because what I'm hearing in the way you just described that, it wasn't like, right, and now I'm going to grind it out. You kind of said like, this is something that I could actually create. This could be fun to do this.
Yes, 100%. Because I had been in such struggle mode of like trying to catch a sale, trying to show up online. And then when I realized that this mindset piece and this alignment piece could kind of take the pressure off me, like I could have fun with this and I could almost co-create this really fun business that just, it felt like relief as well. You know, like I didn't have to go at this alone. I didn't have to just figure all this out for myself.
All right. So bring us closer towards the present time. What does your business actually look like now? Because you've described this fun business, which I bet for a lot of people listening, they're like, well, that sounds like the kind of aligned business that I want as well, as something that's fun. So describe a little bit about what that looks like right now.
Okay. Well, honestly, you know, the strategy and the, you know, the Facebook ads that grow in your email list, all that stuff, it honestly is, I kind of run it the same as I had before 2015. Like those tactics aren't that much different. The difference is that I have this where I can just get myself into alignment. I have created this business that I'm absolutely so passionate about. And I work a lot less than I did then, which is beautiful because, you know, having three kids and not wanting to be chained to my desk all the time. And so I think I was like able to consciously create this thing that feels amazing and gives me freedom. And I get so passionate about it, which is why I really love helping other women, because this is possible for anybody, regardless of their background, or, you know, it's opened up so many doors for me.
So I think this is going to be so interesting to people listening. Like, so your strategies did not change.
No, they didn't.
So this is really fascinating, isn't it? Because you're like, the strategies were actually right. So I've got a podcast episode. If you've got a strategy problem or an alignment problem, I'll put the number in the show notes. But I think that would be so interesting for people listening to go back and listen to. But yeah, for you, it was certainly an alignment problem. And so what were some of the kinds of decisions that you were making that did make the shift ultimately? So you said you're working less. You've got this business that now feels really fun for you. Was this around you bringing on more support? Was this around you changing your pricing? What were some of the really tangible decisions that you had to make this business more in alignment for you?
Yeah, just I think recognizing one that, and honestly, I tell my students this today, that business, an aligned business is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. And so some of those decisions, they did look like being open to bringing on more people and to having a team support me, which we have a team of six now, which feels amazing compared to struggling and trying to do it all yourself where it doesn't work. And then also, you know, getting to say yes to the projects that really light me up and that they made me feel, I do not say yes to anything unless it makes me feel abundant and joyful in my workday. And if it doesn't check those boxes, then it doesn't get done. And so we've been able to really streamline where I'm not having to sell 15 different things. We sell actually like three things, and we've raised the prices over those because I really saw the value that was in the services and products we offer. And so I think it was just a combination of all those things that we've gone from, you know, I was a struggling mom on welfare at one point to I run a multi-six-figure business now. And it's just been phenomenal because it hasn't taken, you know, 10 years. That's just happened in like the last 3 years. So it's just really shot off. And so it feels amazing because it's just like, how is this even possible? But I have endless gratitude for meeting the people I did, seeing you and Denise's group, and just, you know, going through your courses and it's like I cannot stop talking about it to other women because we all deserve massive success on our own terms and our own freedom.
Gosh, it's so incredibly inspiring, isn't it? And I think, again, for so many people listening, the idea of being able to maybe have been stuck for a period of time, but then being able to experience that breakthrough. And then for you, it sounds like that was around bringing on more support. And so you've got those additional team members, which, you know, that takes time. Like for other people listening, that may be just about maybe bringing on that first person and starting to free up your time so you're focused on what you want. It was about only working with aligned projects and aligned clients and being very clear around that. It was around increasing your prices in a way that felt very aligned to you. And it was around streamlining your services as well. So again, I've got a podcast episode, should I create something new or should I simplify? And so often we think to create more success, to create this bigger business, I'm going to need to create more offerings. And in your case, you're like, no, I now offer the three. Can you just describe for us a little bit about what those three are, just to give the listeners just an idea of what that might look like in this multi-six figure business, which you've told me, like, you're scaling to seven figures fast.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And so, you know, and that's another thing, when you're truly aligned with this business and, you know, like your life, you're so excited about it, I think it gives you space to really come up with good ideas. And so when you're not struggling and, you know, you're not just trying to hustle, I don't buy into the hustle culture. I will not. And I did it once and I got there, burnout quickly. It was just not fun. And so since I'm able to give myself space for those good creative ideas, we've come up with three main staples of our business. And one is our graphics membership site. And so my design team and I, because I did love the graphic design part of my business from day one, and I saw that I did have a talent there. And so we are able to create graphics for other women business owners. And then they can take those graphics and put them into their own design and sell them on the product or digital designs or however they want to sell them. That has been so much fun. And then we also have our signature program is Design Business in a Box. And we teach women how to run their own creative business as well as like Photoshop skills so they can design for themselves. And then we also have a higher level program, which is PLC Business Bootcamp, which just takes them from the beginning of having a business to getting some really solid structure in place and those mindset techniques that I teach in almost every element in my business because I thoroughly believe in them.
That sounds amazing. And so
it's so fun.
Just very briefly, what were some of the kinds of things that you then had to cut along the way? Does anything stand out?
Yeah, definitely. Like we've had smaller courses and we decided to streamline those and raise the prices and make those better. And so we've cut a lot of our smaller courses away. Of course, I don't do any custom design work anymore. Like we only do it through the graphics membership side or I teach the courses. And when I was first starting, I was doing website design and a ton of business branding for other businesses. And I was really running myself ragged and not making much money. And so I believe that through aligning to my truth and to having this, vision for my business and vision for myself and my family, that we were able to just create these three simple offerings, but that they light me so up so much. They light the team up. And then every, woman that we come in contact with where we can help them, it lights them up. And so hopefully we just have ripple effects from that.
Absolutely. So there's this really beautiful positive energy around that, like from you. So you're not feeling burnt out. You're not feeling depleted. You're really doing the things that you love. Your team sound like they are really excited by the work as well and the way you support your clients. And then for your clients who come into each of those three services or product offerings, they are really excited by that as well.
Absolutely. It's so much fun. Like we have a Facebook group and we're over 16,000 in there. And I honestly, it does not feel like work when I show up every day. And I know people say that and that's almost cliche. You're like, oh, whatever. But it literally is so much fun. I get to hang out with these amazing women. I feel like I get to color and design all day, which I love to do as a child. Just give me a box of markers and I'm set. And so to see that we can make money and I can help support other women through that, it just blows me away. I'm so grateful for it.
Can you share the name of the Facebook group?
Yes, it's Pink Lemonade Company. You can search that and I'm sure the group will come up. I think it's honestly, if you go to pinklemonadecompany.com, you can opt into any of our opt-ins on the website and they will take you, like you'll get an email with a direct invitation to the group.
Amazing. Thank you. So along the way with your journey, there would have been times that you would have found you out of alignment. Even after you started shifting your mindset, creating more alignment, I'm sure there were times where you were just like, hang on, this particular thing is not working for me, or I'm working too hard at this, or this feels out of balance, or, you know, just something feels a little bit off. So do you have any examples of times where that has happened and then what you've done to help?
Oh, definitely. Because yeah, absolutely. You know, this is lifelong work, I feel. It all, you know, as you go to the next level, something else is going to come up. Like it's, there's always something that comes up. And honestly, I'm grateful that I feel like I can get myself back into alignment a lot quicker, but there's still tools I lean on. For instance, whenever I signed up for Align and Attract in 2018, you had the DIY kinesiology kit in it. I still use that to this day because it does it. I think just, you know, writing out that the thoughts and having that whole process behind it, like it really gets to the center and to the core of like where your block is. Let's release it. Let's move right through it. So that has really been helpful. And then I do have to mention like the Reiki projects that you offer. I'm probably your biggest fan on this. If I was in Australia, I'm in America, so you're safe. If I was in Australia, I'd probably stalk you and be like, when are you going to open these up again? Because I love them. I signed up for my first one in 2018. I did the one in 2019. I just completed the one that you did this year because they are such good quick shifts. I'm a fast mover. I've got things to do. I don't always have time to do like a, you know, 3-month course or 6-week course. But these quick little wins that I've found in the Reiki project, they have literally been so helpful for me. I had a huge shift in, it was 2018 when you did, it was around love. I can't remember the 3 themes of that year, but I had such a big shift during that because I was really feeling guilty and feeling having heaviness around earning more than my dad did when I was growing up. Totally cleared it in one session. And I think from there, like my income just took off from there. Like that was really one of the things that helped. So I'm obsessed with Reiki project.
Isn't it amazing? So it's sometimes it's kind of just putting yourself in the way of healing and alignment, isn't it? Like you never quite know what it is that's going to help you to make that those really major shifts. Like, because of course the love healing was not about abundance. But you did share with me, like that is one of the things that has had the biggest shift in the amount of money that I have made.
Yeah, absolutely. And just being able to look at those thoughts and the beliefs and realize that, you know, we could all have those kind of lives, you know, like it's not just, oh, because you grew up like this or whatever. I think that really is available. That abundance is available to every single one of us when we're open to receiving it.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering, is there anything that you would love to add to what we've already shared? Because you've made these huge upgrades and these breakthroughs that have translated to real world shifts in such like a short space of time. And I know that is what so many people are looking for. Like they're like, I don't just want to like have an insight, or people can kind of get stuck in that. It's like, oh, I've got this increased awareness, or I understand this or whatever. But then they might feel like, oh, I just can't get it to translate into the real world, or I don't get the real big shift in my income like you have got. Is there anything else that you can really point to that you think has really contributed to the real world shifts that you've created?
Yeah, definitely. I think, honestly, I kind of narrowed that down to 3 things. And I think it's consistently looking at your beliefs and really monitoring those. And that's, like I literally have a post-it note above my desk that says, watch your thoughts, check in. And so every like 2 hours or, you know, like I'm seeing it consistently. And at this point, I've kind of trained myself. What are you thinking? Are you feeling resistance? Are you, you know, are you doing what you need to be? So that constantly checking in with your thoughts. Another thing is that was really helpful is just deciding that I could have more and being open to that, because I know so many times, especially like I grew up in a very conservative Christian home that it was I was constantly being told like I was not enough. I was not enough. And so when I looked at that belief in particular and just really thought, you know, there has to be some way to get through this. I don't want to spend 2 years in a psychiatrist's office trying to fix this. I don't have that kind of time. And so I was so thankful to find like you and Denise and that kind of work and that, you know, where I could consciously create something better for myself and heal a lot of stuff along the way. So I think just being open to that and really knowing that it, you know, it's work day in and day out. But it can make such significant lasting changes.
So what I heard there was like that discipline of really paying attention to your thoughts. And I think that's something that we can all take away from. I bet everyone's like me just looking around for their pen and paper right now, like need to be taking notes on everything Kelly's saying. So having the discipline to really pay attention to your thoughts, and you're saying like you'll do that as a part of a practice, almost like a ritual or routine every few hours. It's like, what am I thinking at the moment? And then does that need to change? So I think for some of us, if we're feeling like I'm not getting those results that I really desire in the real world, it's like, do I have that level of discipline that I am monitoring my thoughts with that kind of like rigor and then up-leveling those thoughts if that is what is needed? The second thing I heard was around the permission. It's like giving yourself permission to say, I can have that and I want that and I'm going to create that. And I think when you make that, like you have the permission, but then you make the decision that you're going to do it.
Yes.
That really puts the ball in your court, doesn't it? It's like, well, that's what I want and that's what I'm going to create. And the other thing I heard in there was really knowing yourself and listening as well to the things that stand out for you, that inspire you, or that you get an inkling, I think this could help me, and following that, and you like following through on those things. Like, I'm sure you didn't just sign up to Denise's boot camp and then never check into the group and didn't complete the coursework. And likewise with Align and Attract, like just signing up, hitting pay now is not going to bring you into alignment. It's you like 3 years later, you're still doing alignments when you feel the need to.
Definitely. Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, that's one thing, like you have to have that action. You can have that, you know, initial momentum or that initial motivation to sign up. But if you're not doing that work day in and day out, then probably not a lot's going to change. And so I've seen the real value in taking action and, you know, just moving forward, because it's so worth it for me and my children just to have this fantastic, crazy life. And so I'm very dedicated to that action and, you know, monitoring my thoughts, because it's always easy for the old stories to kind of creep back in. But now I can recognize them so much faster. And I'm like, you're not welcome here. We don't do things like that anymore.
That's just, yeah, not welcome. Not welcome here. Sorry. See you later. So yeah, I think we often hear about consistency in the things that you mentioned in terms of strategy, which you haven't really changed around growing your mailing list and showing up online and that type of thing. But you're really talking about the consistency in your mindset and the following through on those things, not just doing a little bit and then stopping, finding a practice, finding a routine and discipline around this, so that's how you get the real world results. That's how you got the real world results.
Absolutely. Yes. I think that is so, so important.
So what's next for you? So you're scaling your business still. I mean, it's not like you've maxed out at your capacity. You're still growing. What do you see coming next?
Oh my goodness. I feel like we're just getting started, right? Like it just feels that fun and fresh to me. Of course, we're going to, you know, I feel like we've had some good solid offers in place. So we're just going to tweak those. And, you know, however we can improve those for the women we serve is like my goal. You know, that's what I want to do, is just to make it so over the top amazing for them and to support them in whatever way I can. Because it's, like I said, it's very much a passion of mine to make sure that anybody that wants what I have, that they can get it too.
Oh my gosh. That is just so incredibly inspiring. I absolutely love it. So how can people connect with you and work with you?
Well, you can go to pinklemonadecompany.com. That's our website. You can find me on Instagram. I'm obsessed with Instagram. I love Instagram stories. You can find me in my DMs over there at instagram.com /Pink Lemonade Company, or you can go to Facebook at facebook.com/Pink Lemonade Company.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. The final thing I wanted to comment on was what I loved about when you were describing what's coming next for you. I did not hear any fear in that. And that is something I occasionally do find in my clients who are very successful or who are growing fast. There can be this fear that it's all going to be taken away, or I've gotten to this point, but I don't know how to get to the next point. And I just want to acknowledge for you, like, I'm not hearing that whatsoever. And that idea that, like, I've gotten to this point and I'm going to keep growing and I'm excited about it. I feel like I'm just getting started. It really sounds like you've got that kind of almost like beginner's mindset, like you've got that real growth mindset around where you're going to. And you can just hear. So just noticing people who are listening, it's like that is what creates success when we kind of feel like that next level of success is inevitable.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're totally just getting started, even though we've done this or I've done this for a while, but it's like when you get to that, you know, you can stay back with fear or you can just get it totally excited about all the possibilities that are ahead. So yes, I love our community. It is the most encouraging, warm community. I love the women there. And so, you know, just like I said, getting to hang out with them every day, that's an absolute dream.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for being with me today. I just know the listeners are going to adore this episode.
Yay. Thank you for having me. It's been really fun.
What did you think? Wasn't Kelly amazing? I am so excited to hear your thoughts on this episode. Please come across and share over at Instagram, Kerry Rowett, or on Facebook at Awaken Kinesiology. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you shared a screenshot of the episode or a photo of you listening into it on your Instagram stories. And Kelly did mention the Reiki Project, and what a huge fan she was of it. You can find that on my website at alignandattract.com. And the Reiki Project that we did at the start of 2021 is available as an immediate download. It does get people amazing results. You can find it in that Work With Me tab. And I would love to welcome you in to that gorgeous group. This year, we focused on the energies of clear, vibrant, and connected. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I'm looking forward to connecting with you next time.